Tonight's story, My Property Isn't Normal, is written by MurderBird17. To find more from MurderBird17, check out his Reddit, linked in the description down below. Hey guys, I'm back. I know it's been a few days since my last post. One of the pails chewed through the wires of my generator, and since civilians aren't allowed out here by the organization, I had to wait 3 days for one of their electricians to get out here. The only reason I knew it was a pail that chewed through the main cable was because I watched it do it. I was hoping it would electrocute itself, but I forgot the part where that's the only source of power for my house since the Chosen has stolen my backup. This is probably a good time to say that if you haven't heard the first two installments of this series, you should, because I highly doubt any of this will make any sense. They aren't long, and I'll make sure they're linked here at the bottom of the post. Back to the regularly scheduled program. I realized while I was stuck in the dark for the past 3 days, reading books, hiking out of pure boredom, that I hadn't told y'all about the pails yet. And they suck. But they're kind of funny once you figure them out. I've seen them on quite a few occasions on the property. The pails are white humanoids that crawl on the ground on all fours, usually dragging their belly and using the same motion that Spider-Man uses to climb the wall. They can move at about a jogging pace, and their faces are usually stuck in distorted expressions of pain or anger. And boy, are they stupid as all hell. Let me tell you about the first time I saw one. I had already been living here about 7 months, I think, so I was becoming familiar with the weird shit that calls this place home. I was out hiking some of the trails, kind of halfway looking for weird shit, halfway minding my own business, and suddenly I can hear what sounds like a baseball player sliding through the leaves of the forest, trying to reach home plate ahead of me. Only the sliding didn't stop. It was coming straight towards me. I prepare myself by taking out my trusty Bear Grylls survival knife and entering what I could describe as an aggressive stance. But pretty badass, not gonna lie. And expecting some creature to come barreling out of the bushes in front of me, I was a little shocked to see a butt-naked man with super pale skin dragging itself from under the brush on its stomach. What is it with fucking naked dudes on my land, right? And I get one pretty woman at least. But anyway, after I got done being flabbergasted and became aware of my surroundings again, I became aware that the dude was almost on me and was reaching out for my leg. So I jumped on his back and it worked like a fucking charm. This little bastard didn't have human strength like some of the other things out here. So when I landed on its back, it couldn't do anything but sit there and flop its legs and arms around like a fish. At this point, I'm on the verge of tears. It hears me laughing and tries to turn its head and spit on me, which I mean, it can't do. And that made me actually start crying laughing, and I fell off this thing at this point, and the creature quickly turned around and locked its teeth onto the toe of my left boot. I like to wear steel-toed boots around the property because even though they are heavy, I know that in a scuffle, being able to kick with a boot and not having to worry about breaking a toe is nice. This is what led me to realize that even though the creature didn't have super strength, it did have a super bite force. Now, when it first latched onto my boot, I wasn't worried, and I started trying to shake the thing off without much urgency. I already knew that it wasn't a man by this point because it didn't possess an asshole or other genitalia. But I got a little worried when I noticed the end of my boot changing shape as the steel in the end started to bend. I then said out loud, "If you don't stop right now, I'm gonna stab your head, you little shit." It paused, as if debating on the decision, and then slowly started biting down again while its eyes looked up at me as if to try to call my bluff. I wasn't bluffing. A few seconds later, the thing is frantically clawing its way back into the forest with my favorite Bear Grylls survival knife, TM, still in the back of its stupid fucking head. Nobody likes a thief. Got back home fine, but I had to replace my favorite knife and get a new pair of boots. So, it's a pretty shitty hike. It was the next time I saw one was when I figured out their biggest fear, and it's so stupid. I was down in my creek playing with a new toy that I had gotten in town earlier that week. It was this net that was designed to catch little minnows, and I mean, shit, it was a blast. I didn't really have any use for minnows or whatever other little fish that I was catching, because I can't go into the only pond on the property that has big fish in it since I made that deal with the crocodile man. So I'm just catching them. I'm letting them go. And I'm suddenly greeted by the somewhat familiar sound of a grown man sliding across the ground on their belly. Now, it had been almost 2 months since the last incident that I had with a pail, but I immediately recognized the sound. This was the dunce that had stolen my knife. And I really valued that Bear Grylls knife, one that could be purchased at your local Walmart. I mean, it's a really good product. Unfortunately, the pail that emerged this time wasn't the same one. It had a different face and was more of a light pink than the original white that was on the first pail. It was still the same type of creature, though. This time, things went down differently. As it tore into the clearing that I was in about 30 feet from me, it froze, with its eyes wide. As it had tore through the brush, I was almost facing its direction, holding the net spread out to my side in the same way a bullfighter holds a red cape. I was preparing to throw the net into the creek. Pale's eyes were switching between looking at the net and looking at me. So I looked at the net, and back at him. Then it clicked. No way, I giggled to myself as I started to catch on to what was happening. I took advantage of my suspicions and started running and flaring the net around at the pail, and it freaked the fuck out. It actually rolled over trying to turn too fast as it spun around and took off into the woods. I then started wheeze laughing as I fell onto the ground with tears running down my face. This fucking thing can bite through steel, but it's terrified of a nylon net. I know that might not be a funny story to some because I have a twisted sense of humor, but it made my week. Long story short, I keep the little net in my hiking bag every time I go out now, and every pail I come across is utterly mind-fucked at the sight of it. Oh, it's good times, man. Oh, I wish all the things around here were that easy to deal with, you know? On another note, I got an email from an organization asking me about the keylet that the lady in the tree claimed that I killed in the last post. I wanted to know if I had disposed of the body, and if they could come and retrieve the remains from the woods if I had, you know, just left it. Then they said something that caught me off guard. When I said something about having to check with the program, the one that put me out here, they responded with, "We are the parent organization of that program," and they proceeded to give me my own address, as well as details about my former life, that only the program should have known about. And in all seriousness, I have a dark past, and haven't always been a great man. I'm done with that shit, and it pissed me off, you know, that they would ever bring it up. I responded with a simple, "Fine, but don't bring that shit up again," and I blocked the emailer. No one's shown up yet, but I guess we'll see what happens, right? On a good note, I haven't seen Skinny in a couple of weeks, so that's nice. And, yeah. I'll see y'all next time, and feel free to leave your questions in the comments, and if you have any ideas what these pails actually are, or what a keylet is, then please tell me. If any of you are good with research stuff, I'd appreciate it. I'll talk to y'all again soon.